Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You know, we were just hearing from Bob Kessler this budget. Luckily, we have a budget in Chicago, even though the mayor isn't signing it, which is a whole other thing. You know, if a president doesn't sign a bill, it's actually a veto after 10 days. It's not how it works in Chicago law. But I had Quinn Myers I chatted with. He's from Block Club Chicago, where I work as well, and he covers City Hall and some other things. And when I was kind of sizing up how the battle went, obviously it was not a benefit to the Chicagoans if this thing didn't pass. But when you start to look at the winners and losers of the budget and the battle of it, I asked Quinn, I said, man, I think this looks like a clear victory for the city council.
Well, the mayor would disagree with you. I think ultimately, though, what it comes down to is, yes, the city council did ultimately win and the mayor did ultimately lose. In fact, the biggest, most controversial provision here was the corporate head tax, this dollar per month fee for companies, per employee fee for companies over a certain size. The size changed in different proposals. But the mayor, for him, this was really what felt like an existential battle to tax the rich, tax wealthy corporations, and there will be no corporate head tax in 2026 in the city of Chicago. So that feels like a pretty big loss for the mayor. What he is touting as a win is, you know, this alternative budget was proposed, and that originally would have raised the garbage fee as well as cut, you know, the mayor's expansion to the youth jobs program. That was scrapped. There's no change to the garbage fee. Youth jobs program is going to be added, about 5,000 jobs, additional jobs will be budgeted for. So some of the mayor's key stipulations, key values, as he would say, are still in this. So he's clinging to that as a, look, this is what we got. We got 98.4% of what we wanted. That's pretty good. But again, that is a bit of positive spin from someone who got beat here. One thing I will note is the mayor did sign two executive orders today have some influence here. One will cap police overtime spending in a certain amount. And basically after that, the police department will have to get approval from the mayor's executive administration. That's been kind of a ongoing discussion slash battle between maybe more progressive older people and you know, political forces who want to rein in some of the police overtime spending and people who are more pro-police, for lack of a more nuanced description. But more interestingly than that, the mayor signed an executive order banning the sale of city medical debt to outside collectors and establishing some new debt collection guidelines. This is in direct response to this last-minute stipulation, not last-minute, but an important part of the alternative budget proposal that calls for the sale of a certain amount of city debt to outside collectors. Older people said that will bring in about $90 million. This became really controversial with the mayor and a lot of activists saying, wait a second, you're just going to sell off the city debt to these people and they're going to ad hoc go after all these poor people and basically do whatever they can to get this money back, right, for various bills, whatever. This puts in some safeguards, is what the mayor said today, especially around medical debt. Like one example he gave were ambulance bills, which the city has to pay for.
And Quinn Myers has a lot more to say. We covered it on our podcast for Block Club Chicago if you want to listen to the whole thing. But yeah, that's the breakdown of the city budget and what went down.